Cincinnati Council and the City Board of Education are getting ready to renegotiate a 1999 agreement concerning tax abatement policies. The current one expires December 31, 2019, and the two bodies are beginning talks about what the agreement will look like in the future. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. A City Council committee and the school board held a joint meeting Tuesday evening. The city's interim economic development director, Phil Denning, says the policy has made a difference.
This agreement has been a hugely impactful and effective tool for growing the city, growing CPS, and so much of the renaissance that we're experiencing can be attributed in part to these incentives.
The city's been making a $5 million annual payment to the district, and private developers who get city tax abatements are also making payments to the schools. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld says the policy is all about good math.
That simultaneously maximizes development and the incentivizing of development, and in turn, as a function of that, maximizes the dollars that end up flowing to the school district.
Some speakers said the tax abatements are keeping needed revenues away from the schools. Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers said in a letter Monday the city's annual payment to the district should be increased, and tax abatements should only be offered in blighted neighborhoods that are in genuine need of new development. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.